Christmas chapter 6, Mishnah 8, Mavin, Mehektesh Kisva, a person can bring from funds consecrated for a ewe lamb, Seira, he can bring a she-goat for the offering. So even though when he set aside the money that he set aside, he had in mind that he was going to bring a ewe lamb for a particular korban, he could still bring from that a she-goat. He could change his mind there. Mehektesh Seira Kisva, and so to the other way around. Could flow the other way around. Mehektesh Kisva Useira Torin Ubanayon, and also if he set aside funds for a ewe lamb or a she goat, could come out that he could use those funds for turtle doves or young pigeons. Or Mehektesh Torin Ubanayon, from funds he sets aside for turtle doves or young pigeons, he could end up bringing a tenth of an ephah of flour. Ketzad, and how? What could the case be? So hifrish lekispa or leseira, he sets aside the money for the ewe lamb or the she goat, and then he becomes poor afterwards. Before he actually, you know, comes and buys the animal and brings it, he becomes poor, and this is a case of an asham that's where the value of it. Remember, we heard that the value of it depends on the person. So now that he's poor, Yavir Uf, he can take the money, and instead of buying an animal, he can buy a bird. Here Nif, he becomes poorer, Yavir Sirus Eifa, so then he can buy a tenth of an Eifa with that same money. And so too, Hifrish La Sirus Eifa, if he started off and he bought money, he consecrated money to buy flour with, and then Hayashir, and then he became rich, he hasn't yet like brought the flowers an offering, and he becomes rich, Yavi'of, so then he can use the money to buy a bird. Hashir, if he becomes richer, Yavi Kispa Usa'ira. Then that same money that he was initially going to buy flour with, he can now use to buy an animal. And obviously, maybe he'd have to supplement it because you know, the animal is much more expensive. Hifrish Kispa Usa'ira, if he sets aside a ewe lamb or a she goat, right? Now, actually, not the money, this is now actually the animal. Venistavu, and then it gets a blemish. Imratza, if he wants to, Yavi Bidimaim Oif, he can bring from their proceeds, once he sold them off because it's got a blemish, he can bring from the proceeds a bird offering. Hifrish Oif in his stav, if he, same thing happens with a bird and it gets a blemish. But now remember, for a bird to get a blemish, it's got to be like it loses a limb or it's got to can't, you know, the blemishes by bird are very few. Lo Yavi Bidimaim Asiris Aifa, he can't bring from its money a tenth of an Aifa. He can't bring flour. She'ain la'if pigeon, because the bird doesn't have a redemption. So whereas with the animal, he could move that. After he's redeemed it, he could move to a bird. The same thing happened with the bird. He can't take the money he gets after he's redeemed it and move those funds to flour. That he can't do.